We are glad to have you with us once again on Rapture Watch, where we watch and prepare for the coming of the Lord. I'm Brother Olumide Jesus David, and today we have an interesting topic on Rapture Watch. In fact, it's going to be a Bible study. So we want you to get your writing materials ready and your Bible, because the Lord will give us something that will enrich our souls. Our guest on Rapture Watch today is the face you love to see. We've given him a new name, Brother Isiaka, and that's the overseer of the Brother Assembly Lagos Church, Pastor Moses Alu. Daddy, you're welcome again, once again on Rapture Watch. Thank you for making our time to be with us, sir.
Yes, remember that Isiaka was the ninth son of Jacob.
Amen.
And he had his children that were referred to as children of sons of Isiaka. Are you one of them?
Amen.
If you call me Issachar, then you must be one of the sons of Issachar. Thank you very much.
Amen.
Thank you, viewers, for being part of this wonderful program that God has been using to keep us rapture focused.
Amen.
And it's another session for the Rapture Watch.
Amen.
Stay tuned, and I believe God will bless somebody today.
Amen. Well, before I let you know what our topic is, you might be wondering where we got the name Brother Isiaka from. That's from 1 Chronicles chapter 12, verse 32. And that's based on the recent sermon our pastor has been preaching, the Isiaka anointing. If you have not listened to that sermon, I strongly advise you to get that message and listen to it. It will richly bless you, the Isiaka anointing. Yes. Okay, our topic today is the resurrection of the dead. The resurrection of the dead. Every believer looks forward to the resurrection. Everybody has said something about resurrection. So it's not a new term in Christianity, resurrection. We Christians believe in resurrection. We don't believe that when you die, you become a tree or somewhere, you know, other things that some other religions believe. We believe in resurrection. And resurrection, the word resurrection is found in several places in the scripture. So today, with the help of our pastor, we want the Holy Spirit to give us a proper understanding of this interesting topic, the resurrection of the dead. We'll take a short break for you to get your writing materials ready, because you are going to learn a lot. And when we come back, we'll begin to dissect this interesting topic. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. God bless you.